How do you stay loose on the mats? I find I tense up and use too much energy. Well, that's probably inexperienced, or the person you're rolling with is just a lot better than you. So sometimes, listen, when I'm rolling with somebody, okay, look, I've trained a lot of times with really, really world-class, like amazing, like the top jiu-jitsu guys. I've been fortunate, okay? Don't take this as name-dropping. I've just been fortunate to roll with like a Hodger Gracie. You know, Hodger's a lot bigger, more technical, more intelligent, more experienced. He's more everything than me. When it comes to jiu-jitsu, like he's a black belt, I'm a blue belt. And I literally feel like a blue belt. Like, I'm telling you guys, there's no right answer. Whatever I try, I'm going to get swept. Whatever I try to... It's just he's just another level, and of course he's bigger and this and that, but he's also a lot more knowledgeable and experienced. Now, when you're rolling with a guy like that, what can you do? I don't try to fight for my life. I just kind of do my best, and I watch what he's doing, and I learn. That's it. You know, like I give him the match he wants, and I give him the resistance. I fight back for sure, but I'm really studying what he's doing and why is it, like, how did he stop my go-to move? I'm doing my go-to move and he crushed it. Well, how? You know, how did that go? And I think it's just the right attitude. You know, when you roll with somebody who's just a lot better than you, don't get into a fight. Roll, but also observe. And you'll get a lot better this way, in my opinion. It's just really observation. We're talking about the lockdown, the De La Hiva lockdown. I did an instructional DVD, instructional video, reverse De La Hiva lockdown, how to tie someone up. And people were asking me, is this an MMA guard? Can you use this in MMA? No, the answer is no. Okay, now why would I practice something so much that I wouldn't use in MMA? Well, one, we do 20% sport jiu-jitsu, 20%. Why? I find it's hard to teach just straight up MMA jiu-jitsu. It's just too difficult. It doesn't make sense and it doesn't translate well. Why? Because I find like when I'm doing the lockdown guard, okay, we're just fighting for control. In an MMA fight, we're not going to fall in that position. The takedown is going to land us in a position, okay? Maybe we're going to land in half guard, maybe we're going to land in close guard, maybe we're going to land in side control, maybe we're going to land in mount. Maybe we're going to land an open guard even, okay? And from there, I'm going to hit all my moves that I would use that are universal. I'll use them in MMA, jiu-jitsu, sport jiu-jitsu, gi, no gi. That's when my universal jiu-jitsu comes in, okay? But when we're straight rolling, when we're doing jiu-jitsu, just straight grappling, who decides if we should start in half guard, full guard, open guard? Who decides if we should start in mount? So the lockdown, okay, when I put on the De La Hiva, I'm just fighting you to... We're volleying for position. That's how I see it. Okay, so I know my lockdown. I'm going to spin underneath your leg. And now the fight for me starts from there. Okay, or you're going to knee slide. And once you knee slide, I'm gonna get caught. You're gonna smash me in half guard maybe. And that's for me, that's an MMA position. Okay, so it's not an MMA position. We're volleying for MMA positions from there. Okay, we're going to do this for a little bit. And then eventually we're going to lock into an MMA position. And then we're going to do a lot of work from there. Okay, so why is that so important? Because sometimes somebody grabs my leg, they want to take me down, and I roll into a leg lock. Instead of rolling into a leg lock, instead of standing up, I'm doing it from the reverse De La Hiva lockdown. I'm starting from there. Why? I want to warm up. I want to give you a chance to, sit to my leg and do a leg lock. You know, I want to give you a chance to try the knee slide. So again, it's the 20% of the sport jiu-jitsu that we cannot, in my opinion, get away without. Okay, we cannot put it aside because volleying for position is an important part of learning to transition. Okay, if I always start you in full guard, if I always start you in half guard, I don't think you'll be a great scrambler. You know, it's a bit hard to define, but sometimes we land in positions that are not exact. And we have to improvise. You know, we're not locked. That's how I define a scramble. A scramble for me is when we're fighting for a standard position. We are not in a standard position. And we are fighting for a standard position. Mount, half guard, side control, back control, north, south. The standard positions, okay? And De La Hiva's, for me, is a standard position, but I use that standard position to volley for an MMA position, to fight for an MMA position, okay? So that's my explanation to you guys. I wouldn't lock down the guard in a real MMA fight, no. But doing a lot of lockdown in a sports scenario will make my jiu-jitsu really good for MMA. So when I go into MMA, I've had so much practice transitioning, flowing from one position to the other, that I'm not going to be stiff. I'm going to be quick. My reactions are going to be very quick.